are you doing?
I mean, I haven't seen you in person in since Friday. It's been a few days. You've been out of town.
I know. We're recording this on a Wednesday, so it's been...
Except it's Thursday.
Oh, wait. You're right. It's been almost a week. Almost a week.
Yeah, it's been okay. A while. I want to hear about your trip. I've talked to Eric on the phone twice today since her trip. And I did talk to you while you were on your trip. I mean, we try when we're on vacation not to, I hate to use the word bother, but, you know, interrupt the vacation vibes. But I did talk to you a little bit on your trip. Yeah. I've talked to you twice, but I'm like, okay, we can't. We have to save it for the podcast.
Now that's our whole relationship. It was basically like two questions that were logistic questions. And then it was like, okay, I can't say anything else to you. See ya.
Okay. I did text you about this while you're on your trip. And so I wanted to just give an update because the last episode everyone's listened to started, it was so dark. Because you want to recap what happened?
Well, just the recap is the last time we recorded, I had just seen the car and the motorcyclist. And... yeah, so I was like a little bit shook and was sharing the story because we thought he was going to be fine. And then...
yeah, so Erica's, you know, telling me the story on the air. I had heard the sirens from my house, but I had no idea what it was about. And that was super heavy and serious. If you missed it, go back and listen to that episode. That's how it started.
Yes.
And I say on the episode a couple of times, I think, that I'm like praying for this family and I'm going to pray for this boy's mom, because how terrible. You guys, I know the mom and dad and family. And I didn't realize I knew who the motorcyclist was until the next day. So I wanted to give an update because it was super, it's what you saw was like terrible. You saw something terrible, but he's doing well. He's had several surgeries. We do know the family. They are precious. He is a great boy. And did go to the hospital. I mean, you guys, the helmet saved his life. You guys being there and helping him saved his life. It's just a miracle. It's a miracle he is alive because of the accident, but he's doing well. So I just wanted
and
to
give
an update.
And how was his mom? Was she like a wreck? Just kind of how we thought? Or did she handle it all very well?
She handled it all real well. She
good
handled
for her.
It all. I said, oh my gosh, I was praying for you. I was praying for the mom of the boy in the accident that Erica was at. And I cannot believe I was praying for you. No, the mom is doing really well. The dad is doing well. The dad works in the emergency room. So I think not that emergency room that he went to, but that is his profession, as he works in an emergency room. So I think also that probably helped his understanding of the situation, and he sees trauma.
He's more comfortable with that. Yeah.
Yes. But he's doing well. He's had surgeries, but he's doing really well. And both of his parents told me, you know, the helmet is what saved his life. So if you're going to ride a motorcycle, please wear a helmet. Please wear a helmet. So just that. I mean, what are
I'm
the odds?
So glad for that update. And more importantly, I'm so glad he's doing well. But I'm also just selfishly glad that you connected the dots so that we could get information and like find out that he's, you know, doing better.
Yeah. McKinney is not a small town, but our population is, you know, 200,000 people. So that's not a small town. It definitely feels like a small town though, because you run to the grocery store or to dinner and you always see people that you know. And so just the odds that you were there, a doctor, it happened right in front of a doctor's house and she happened to be home in the middle of the day. I mean, so many things, like what a blessing.
Yes. Yes. I'm so glad for that.
So a little update there, but I was texting you, oh my gosh, I know who this was, when you were on your trip. So tell me about your trip. I don't know anything because
we haven't
talked
about it.
I was saving it for the podcast. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Tab had a work trip to the Bacara Ritz-Carlton Resort in Santa Barbara. And we were there Sunday through Wednesday. The resort was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it was so like lush. There were all these pretty trees and flowers. And I mean, it was a gorgeous property. What's really nice about these trips is when Tab's in meetings, I don't have to do anything. So one day I went to the spa, one day I just like worked from my room and took my time, and I don't know, it was glorious. have a funny story though, because that had just happened with the wreck that I'd seen, right? Like the week before. And so we were looking for something to do, and we'd been told there were all these like hiking trails around the resort and close to it. So the resort gave us, they had electric bikes that you could use for the day. And there was this big trail. They kept calling it like the Monarch Trail or something like that. It had some catchy name, but it was like 1.5 miles down the street. And then he was like, it's the guy telling us about was like, it's gorgeous. You'll love it. You can walk all around. It was also, you ended up kind of on the cliff where the coast was, or like the beach or ocean, but you were up high on a cliff. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, so we, you know, are riding on our bikes with helmets, thank goodness. But I just seen that. But I had said, I was like, are we going to be anywhere close to where a car could hit us? You know, because I don't know, it's just happened. I'm still like a little bit like, I mean, I'm not that good on a bike, whatever.
And it's a city like, you're not familiar with either.
Yeah. And granted, it's only 1.5 miles, but I mean, I'm not like a bike rider in my everyday life, and a Peloton doesn't move, right? It's very safe. Anyway, and the guy was, he even kind of like made a joke like, he made a joke like, if you managed to get hit, like you would be trying really hard or something like that. So I'm like, okay, so I'm good. Girl, we get out there on the road. It's hilly, curvy, and it's just a bike lane right beside the car lane. You know what I mean? So the whole time I'm like, oh my goodness. And then, so Tabs, you know, Speedy Gonzalez on a bike. I don't know. I look up and like, I can't even see him.
I kept
thinking like, he just kept making it sound like this electric bike situation was so easy. He said, you pedal and like the electric part picks up and it kind of like, I don't know, takes most of the workout for you. Girl, I was pedaling. I was sweating. And again, I cannot even see Tab. He's so far ahead of me. I finally get up there. He stopped and waited. And he's like, what is taking so long? And I'm like, I don't know how you're riding the bike that fast. Like, I'm pedaling my electric bike. The power was off.
Okay, I was just about to ask you that.
Yes. He was Speedy Gonzalez with electricity, accelerating him all the way there. And I'm like, going up a hill, sweating, and I'm like barely moving. It's going so slow. Anyway, we got there though. The walk was gorgeous. Yes. He was laughing because he's like, well, of course it was hard. It was gorgeous. And we were there for like an hour walking around. It was really pretty. But the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, I think I'm allergic to California. Like, my eyes were swollen. My nose kept running. I mean, it was fine. It was gorgeous. It was totally worth it. But it was
the allergies, the pollen.
Yeah,
all that
guess so. Because there were all these like beautiful flowers and trees, and I don't know, it was really pretty. We kept talking about how pretty it was, and then later I was like, oh, I was walking through like maybe everything my body is allergic to.
I just Googled. That's what I was leaning over and doing because why did I think you were in San Diego? That's how much we have not talked about it because we're saving it for the air. You've gone to San Diego before for one of these trips, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but you were in Santa Barbara. I just Googled where were Sean Lowe and Catherine married because they were married in Santa Barbara. And I was like, have I been
to
this?
Was that it?
It was the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara, which I imagine is next door to the Ritz, right?
Okay, you know what I heard? I think the Four Seasons isn't there anymore in Santa Barbara.
Well, I'm looking at the website.
I thought somebody told me they had stayed at Santa Barbara at the Four Seasons and it was gone out of business or something.
Good old Google has me on their website right now. It says Four Seasons Resort, the Biltmore Santa Barbara.
Okay, I wonder if it's close. Were you close to downtown? Oh,
people are biking on a path. I mean, it's right on the ocean. Was yours? This one's right on the ocean. Like now I have the website up. I Googled it. I mean, I knew it was a nice resort. It's been 10 years, so I couldn't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
And so now it's playing like a video in the background right now. And people are biking. It looks like the same one. And people are biking. But yeah, listen, the key to an electric bike is turning the electric part on.
Yeah. After that, it was a completely different ride. The whole way there, I kept thinking, I mean, how embarrassing would it be to get off and like push my electric bike? Like, right, that sounds embarrassing. But I kept thinking on the way back, I'm going to have to do that. I just kept thinking, like, I don't know that I can do this. So I was secretly thrilled that the way back, we figured out the problem and it wasn't just me.
But anyway, we've purchased new toys for our new house, and we have two electric scooters that are going to be going up to Nantucket with us. And I got out with Andrew. We were going to go to the grocery store on them. Okay. Uh-huh. We got four houses down and Andrew was like, yeah, you cannot go to the grocery store on this. This was on Saturday.
Why?
Because I'm so slow. Because I don't want to give it full gas.
It would take yes. you too long to get there.
Yes. Let's just say, I don't even know how fast it goes. Let's say it goes 20 miles an hour. So Andrew's going 20 miles an hour and I'm going,
and you're going
three.
Six.
Oh, and I'm going very no. slow. So then he said, because I don't like to go fast. I don't want to go fast in a car. I don't want to go fast on a mountain on skis. Fast is not my jam. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. So he said, okay, instead we'll just like make a couple loops up and down our street. And then he said, I really think you should practice like every day. And I was like, okay. And then yesterday he was like, have you been practicing? Because I was serious. Like, you should be practicing. So anyway, I can't even ride an electric scooter. You don't have your electric bike turned on.
Like, he wants you to practice going faster to kind of just get used to it, or just be a better scooter driver?
Both. Because okay. he's like, you know, the whole point, we have scooters at our house that you use your feet. But he's like, the whole point of the electric one is we should be able to get from A to B quickly.
Faster. Yeah.
Yes. Except for I'm like, I could probably go faster if I was using my feet than giving it gas. I'm just not good at going fast. This is not my jam.
I don't know. There are probably some super daredevil moms, but I think as a mom, like, we're kind of trained because kids ask us like, mom, can we do this? Mom, can we do that? And we're always trained to be like, well, is that really going to hurt them? Or could they do that?
Yes.
Right? Like, it's how our bodies are wired now, because we have kids and they're asking us permission. Like, we have to figure out what's going to keep them alive and what isn't. So I also think when you get on said electric scooter, you're probably thinking like, well, any moment I would be worried. What happens if my scooter hits a boulder in yes. the street? You know, like a big heavy yes. rock. Am I going to flip over the front? What's going to happen?
Yes.
I mean, I'm assuming it would be better if you're going slower. I get it. I get it.
I am also, Andrew is just going to live his best life today. He's going to fly down that mountain on his snowboard. He's going to just live his best life today and probably will not get hurt. I think, though, if I broke my leg right now on the scooter, that's going to ruin a couple of vacations I have planned. It's going to ruin my whole summer. How am I going to drive the kids to school? How am I going to get up to my office every day? Like, I think through, so I might as well, I should just not go fast. It's not worth it.
Yes. But Andrew would say, this is what I think Andrew would say. If that happened, Andrew would say, well, it was really fun while it lasted. And he would have no regrets about having the broken leg. Tab two, that would be their answer. Just like, well, it was a really fun time while I was doing it. Where you would also yeah. be like, gosh, what were we thinking? Now we can't do all this. It would, I don't know. It's just the way moms and dads are different.
Yes. So I have two. Erica, do you want to come over and practice with me?
No, the funny thing is I'm thinking scooters. Like, when I come to visit, I'm definitely riding on Shay's scooter and not Andrew's if he's going, right? That's the whole thing I heard.
Oh my gosh. It's just so much. Okay. Guess what I did today? I did something today. You don't know. Listen, it's not as grand as a vacation to Santa Barbara, but I did something today for the podcast.
Oh, what was it?
Yes. For the podcast. So after we had an episode, I think two episodes ago, when I was talking about Chick-fil-A and Cane's,
yes.
I made mention that I had never had Taco Bueno.
Yes.
As you can imagine, when that episode aired, our friend Schaefer was like,
let's
oh my gosh, how
situation.
Have you not had it? Girl, she came to my house today with, I took pictures. Let me pull up my photo.
Okay. What did you eat from Taco Bueno?
I told her, I said, Schaefer, I said, you're going to have to type this all out because people are going to want to know the specifics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, I think. condiments.
What?
Yes. Okay. For the two of us, and I'm looking at my photo, so I might be miscounting, but yes. Okay. Wait, look. Look at this goodness. I'm going to show Erica. You see all the condiments right there?
Yes.
Schaefer has Bueno down. We've talked about this before. You could name a five-star, or no, you could name a Michelin star restaurant. Schaefer would tell you what to order. You could name a gas station, and she would be like, when you go, there's a taco truck out in the parking lot, and you're going to go to the taco truck. You're going to get this, and you're going to have... She's real
That's
good
with
food.
That's a true story. That's actually happened. It's funny that
the
you're
taco
talking
truck
about
is true. Yes. You go, but you take her to a nice restaurant, and she's also like, knows exactly what to order every time. And her order will be the best. And you will want her to tell you what to eat.
Well, yeah, because you'll have regrets if you order something else and then you see what Schaefer's eating.
Yes, for sure you will. She's like the queen of ordering off of a menu. And she is also like the queen of Bueno, apparently. So I got her order.
Okay. I feel like I've actually asked her. I feel like you had a party burrito.
Yes, did you have I did. That? So here's what she brought me. I have photos. I'm going to write it down because we said I've never had Bueno. I always get Taco Bell. I will go ahead and say right now, Erica, I will always get Bueno over Bell.
It's so much better, isn't it?
It's so much better.
It tastes fresher.
Yes. Okay. So she brought all of these condiments because her thing is very much, it's about the sides where, and I could be wrong, when I don't frequent Taco Bell that much, but that's the one from like my childhood. And that's the one, if I'm going to drive through and get my kids a taco, we'll go to Taco Bell. Everything comes in like a packet, or most things just don't feel as fresh. They're very prepackaged. Okay. It was a party burrito, but you have to add pico. So we opened it up. We added pico, also added chopped onions. Now that was not a must. Schaefer said that's an option. I did add the chopped onions, but the pico is a must inside the party burrito. And the party burrito was small. I could have probably had two. They were really, really good.
And I think they're like 99 cents. Like they're super inexpensive.
Listen, it was a feast. I don't know how much she paid. Maybe she paid $3, but it was a feast. So I had the party burrito. Then the kicker was you have to get the chips that comes with the three different, it's like refried beans and one, it's like three different sauces with the chips. So it's like refried beans, guacamole, and queso. But they each come in like a tortilla shell bowl.
Yeah, and it's called the Mexi Dip or something like that, right? Trio?
Yes. Okay. But you add things to it. You add pico to the beans. You add, you add salsa to the guacamole. I added some beans to the queso. Like it was a lot of like distributing. And then I had jalapenos and then the chopped onion that I pretty much added to everything. That is what made it so much better. It was so like fresh. Like the guacamole tasted made that day. The pico tasted super fresh. It was so good.
Well, okay. So if you walk into Taco Bueno, they have, or this is maybe it's different post-COVID, but pre-COVID, they would have a little bar where you could go get the fresh pico, kind of like at Rosa's Cafe. Uh-huh. They have that little bar where you can get salsas and whatever and put them in dishes to take to eat with your food. But Taco Bell doesn't have that. Really, the only condiment you're getting for free at Taco Bell is taco sauce, right?
Right. Oh, I am a believer. I love me. Don't get me wrong. If I were to go to Taco Bell, I like a bean and cheese burrito, you know, that has the onions in it.
Yeah.
But that party burrito was so good, but it was all of the condiments. She said that when she went inside Bueno to get our food, I offered to meet her there, but she was like, no, we're going to bring it to your house. We're going to like, it was like going to be a moment. I was like, okay, we're going to have a moment. Not at the Bueno. She wanted to make sure it was like going to be like a good place to enjoy my experience. I believe she said they had all those condiments. They were just pre-packaged in like a little container.
Oh, that's even better because then everybody's not touching it.
Yes. So she got us all of those because when she pulled all this stuff out, I thought that is a lot of pico and salsa and stuff, but she's right. The pico tasted good on everything. You needed a lot of it.
Yeah.
You needed a lot of queso. You needed a lot of salsa. I'm definitely a believer now. So now I need to take my kids because I was like, this is way better.
So it's not even a competition, right? Like we're not even like rating things. Yeah.
I was disappointed by Cane's. I had podcast listener feedback that I must have gotten a bad batch because there's no way I could have been disappointed by it. I've had feedback. Maybe I did. We even went to dinner with friends on Monday night when you were out of town. And one of our friends was like, you were wrong. Something was wrong with your order. You need to do that again.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
So maybe there was something wrong. It was Lori. And Lori was like, no, we eat it all the time. Chick-fil-A is great. Cane's is way better. She said, you kept using words like soft. She's like, no, it's crispy. It's way crispier. It's extra crispy. I was like, mine wasn't crispy. She's like, yours was wrong. Do it again. I'm like, okay. So see, maybe I messed that up. The Bueno experience was by far better. It was my best food experience thus far that we've been doing.
Okay, wait. Maybe it's because you, I feel like we've taken a hard right turn because we're talking about this, but maybe we just need to go into Raising Cane's. Like, did you favor it? And so it had plenty of time to get soggy from the restaurant.
I drive-thru'd. I went to the one
but
on
you
Custer.
Ate it then when you got home.
Yes. Yeah, so it was in the sack, which Andrew would say, one of Andrew's
definitely
rules
makes it soggy.
And he would say, if you get food in a sack, open it. Cause if you keep it closed, you know, the steam just sits in there and makes it soggy. He's real big on like, open the sack, let the steam leave. Anytime we get food like that, I'm eating so much for this podcast. So much.
Well, I'm glad Schaefer helped out with that experiment.
She did. I thought it was an excellent experiment and the food was really, really, really good. There was a gentleman inside my home working on something and he kept walking past us. And I'm sure we looked insane because I was taking pictures of all of this food. There was like 45 condiment containers. Yes. We were like very excited over every bite. He was probably like, what is wrong with them? He also asked me, okay, this is another hard right. He said, the gentleman working on my home was, said it because I'm almost done. And I said, okay, that's great. I said, I'm about to go record my podcast. So I'll wait and say bye to you. And then I'll go upstairs. You know, I was just making sure that he was all taken care of before I came up here and closed the door and made it quiet. And he said, what is your podcast about? And I said, I said, it's me and my best friend. And we talk about mom stuff, life, TV. I said, I'm going to talk about the Taco Bueno today. He goes, people listen. I was like, I mean, I think so. I don't know.
We're not really sure. We don't really know what we're doing still.
I know. Oh, so,
okay,
I
so you did the taco experiment. Let's talk a little bit about the Love is Blind experiment again.
My mom said, I'm so glad that Erica finally got you to watch that show. It's so good. I've been telling you to watch it.
Oh. Yay. Have you watched any more or no? Just that one episode.
I finished the one episode and I did not like it, but I'm also finishing Girls Trip also for the podcast. Other I'm stuff. Backlogged on shows I need to watch for the podcast, but I do like it. Okay. So something big happened. Tell me what happened.
Understand exactly what happened, but the finale was supposed to air like live with Nick and Vanessa Lachey on there and the couples, like the reunion. I guess did I say finale? I mean like the reunion because all the weddings were over. That part had already been done, but we were waiting. It was supposed to go live like Sunday night at a certain time. And something happened with Netflix and like it didn't go live until Monday. And it wasn't even live at that point. Like they'd recorded it and then published it. I don't even know. I'm surprised, I guess is all. Like, I mean, people kept saying like it broke Netflix or something like that. But I mean, think about how many people watch the Super Bowl and events like that that are live. I can't figure out why Netflix couldn't get the one show to work live. Nothing on Netflix is live.
Okay, so I have questions for you. One is, I can't name anything else on Netflix that is live. So is the problem that Netflix shouldn't be going live because they don't know how to go live?
Maybe that's what happened. They just don't have that skill set. I don't know.
Is there any sort of conspiracy theory going around that something happened that they didn't want to be live? Like they needed time to edit?
No, I don't think so. Because at the beginning, when the show starts, Vanessa says like, hey, we're so sorry. We know a lot of you like woke up at a certain time or have stayed up late, like trying to watch this. And we've all been sitting here for an hour not speaking because we don't want to miss anything.
Okay, so I have more questions. Okay, is this like The Bachelor? So this would be more like a Real Housewife show. The series ends and this is a reunion. Is that what this is?
Yeah. So the finale is like everybody that is dating or, you know, has been engaged, they go and they have a wedding. And then on the altar, they either say, I do or I don't.
Oh my gosh.
And that's kind of the finale. So some people get married, and then other people who you think are going to get married, one of them says no. Some people don't even make it to the altar because they break up before then. But yeah, then the reunion is like, how's it going after all that? And I actually think it's been a year since the show actually was like recorded and then the reunion was taped.
Are the reunions such a big deal that they do need to go live?
I don't know. I think that was just probably to get people to tune in.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Because, you know, like on shows like The Bachelor, like the big finale, the big is not live. And The Real Housewives, the reunion's not live. So I was just wondering if like this was a huge deal because being live would impact the way you viewed the show or.
I don't think so.
I just think
they were probably trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Have you said you haven't watched it yet or you have watched it?
I did. I watched.
And was it live worthy or was it kind of like, it was fine, but it wasn't like hype enough to be live worthy?
I think it was fine. I think it was fine how it worked out.
How many episodes are in this season? What kind of commitment am I looking at here?
Maybe 13.
I can commit to 30. Is it a good enough season now that you've seen it from A to Z? Or should I stop and watch another season? Like if you're
no,
like
I thought
me.
It was good.
Okay,
I thought it was good. Watch this season.
Okay, yeah. I gotta finish. I want to watch Ultimate Girls Trip season 2, so then I will be caught up. So that when season 4 comes out, I really have seen all the episodes.
Yeah,
because isn't Brandy in season 2?
Yes, it's when they go to the Berkshires in Dorinda's house. And they're there for the whole week.
Wait, that's Ultimate Girls Trip?
Yeah. That's where they go. They kind of say that. Like other girls went to Turks this season or whatever, 3. They went to Thailand and they go to the Berkshires. Yeah. They're at Dorinda's house.
I've seen that.
Oh, that's it.
I don't exactly, if I'm being honest, I guess I didn't. I mean, I knew I was watching some Real Housewives spinoff, but I did not think, now that I've watched seasons 1 and 3 of Ultimate Girls Trip, and I know season 4 is in Morocco, I never in a million years thought season 2 would be the one I watched in the Berkshires.
Yes. I wonder, when did they film that? Like, I wonder if it was too close to COVID. Is that why they ended up just going to Dorinda's house?
Season 1 with Kyle, that was 2021.
Oh,
so,
well,
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That I don't know why they chose that, but yeah, then you've seen it. Now you can watch Love is Blind. There you go.
Okay, I really can. Now that frees me up a lot. Okay, Erica, I'm going to see you here in just a little bit. You're taking me to dinner. I feel like I'm really excited about that. Should we do some random listener questions before we head on out to dinner tonight?
Yes. Okay, let's do it. I have the first one.
All right.
The first question is, how do you decide on vacation destinations? How do we decide? We start talking about it and we talk about it a lot.
Yeah. Lately,
I mean, really, I would say we just kind of start brainstorming.
Because there get to be factors. Because I would say the last, you know, there are trips on the books, and then we just went on a trip. And I would say the map had something to do with those. We knew what we wanted weather-wise, transportation-wise from A to B, like how long would it take us to get there. And we kind of looked at that. And
yeah, we talk about budget. We talk about how many days we have to be there. We, you know, all that kind of plays a factor. But our like last spring break trip, I mean, it took us a while to like decide on a destination, right? We talked about it for a while.
Yep. Yes. We have some bucket list destinations like Oktoberfest. That was one we talked about for years before we went to Oktoberfest this past fall.
Yeah.
And that was a bucket list. And we have some other bucket list destinations.
Yeah. We have a really fun trip coming up soon.
Yeah. So we just talk about it. right? I think yeah. that was not, we don't take turns. So if you're asking like, well, does one time do the Slaughters pick and the next time the Schultz pick? I would say no, Shay and Erica pick every time. And Tab and Andrew are great sports and come along. I mean, they give us their opinion, like Oktoberfest yeah. for sure. But they're really good sports about, they don't, they're just happy to go on vacation with
get
us.
Get invited.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
They are. And they're happy that it's just not always Disney World we're taking them to, because Erica and I do love to go to Disney World. So
yes.
Yeah.
All right, are there incredibly yeah, like sorry. Happy that we're taking care of all the details, you know?
Oh yes, for sure. For sure. Our second random listener question is, if I can find it, what would be the title of your memoir?
Ooh. Oh my.
I mean, I think you could be funny. I'm trying to be funny. Like in my head, I'm like, what could be like a funny title? But probably like, it would be something
she
like
tried real hard.
You know,
something like that. Like she gave it her best. I don't know.
See, like that would be a funny title.
She drove the struggle bus. I don't know. Like something like that would kind of be like, meh. What are some other memoirs that like
title for
that
you.
Other people have named their books?
Spared would be one.
What was Kelly Ripa's book? What did she name that?
Live Wire, which is cute because she's on live.
Live.
And she's kind of yeah. a live wire. So that's clever. I read a memoir maybe last year, the year before. It was called I Put My Buddha in the Freezer, which is just funny. I mean, it's just random. I remember the name of it because it's so
yes,
random.
Yes, because it was... Okay, so maybe mine would be A Look Inside the Slaughterhouse. Get it?
Oh, yeah. Get or it? We could just call it like The Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, something slaughtered. Like that.
Slaughtered. Yeah, you can't do as much with Shoal.
No.
No.
Yours, you can rhyme work. With Shoal?
Low. You could do more with Low. If I use my maiden name, you know, yeah. because you could just do more with that. Slaughter, you could do a lot with. My memoir is going to be You Should Buy This. That's going to be the title. You Should Buy This.
That's a good one, too.
All okay. right. I mean, are we done? It's over?
Yeah, podcast that's all episode? I have today. Do you got anything else?
No, I'm just excited to go have dinner tonight and see you in person. And I think that's all for right now, right?
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes, we'll see you back here next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl. It's executive produced by John Reinhart at Free Dreams Studio, and our associate producer is Jane Lemoyne. We love emails. Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com. I just want to celebrate.